This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. 70 more aid trucks entered Gaza from Egypt's Rafah border crossing Saturday, day two of a truce between Israel and the Hamas military group that controls Gaza. The second phase of a hostage and prisoner swap is also expected to take place Saturday between Israel and Hamas. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
A Hamas spokesman told Qatar's Al Jazeera TV that foodstuffs, fuel, water, and medical supplies were among the main items entering Gaza. The second phase of a prisoner and hostage swap between Israel and Hamas was also in the process of being implemented Saturday afternoon as Israel released 42 more Palestinian prisoners from its detention centers, while Hamas was expected to hand over 14 Israelis to Egypt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for his part, said on social media platform X that he was determined to bring back all Israeli hostages, whatever the circumstances. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, another pro-Palestinian march with tens of thousands of people took place in London Saturday. In an interview with the Associated Press, Stop the War protest organizer Lindsay German said her group wants to see the British government do more to bring about a permanent stop to the fighting in Gaza.
Pause is only for 4 days. The Israelis have said they're going to intensify their bombardment. They're going to go to the south, which is where they told people to go to be safe. Now they're saying that they're not going to be safe there. So we expect an intensification of anything over the next few days. So we're determined we want a ceasefire, and that's a permanent ceasefire.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, awoke Saturday to the sound of air defense systems and explosions in the city, as the Ukrainian military officials said was Russia's largest drone attack since the war began. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The night sky in Ukraine's capital was lit up by what could be mistaken for fireworks. However, it was something much more sinister. They were Russian-launched, Iranian-made drones that targeted Kyiv for over 6 hours. In total, Ukraine's Air Force said 75 drones were launched against Ukraine, of which 74 were destroyed by air defenses. A Ukrainian Air Force commander said on Telegram that Kyiv was the main target of the hours-long assault. In Kyiv's metro, an announcement urges Kyiv residents to come inside for shelter from the attacks. One mother told the AP they had already been there for 5.5 hours. Several civilians were injured by the attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
An outbreak of bird flu at a major Ohio egg-producing farm will put a dent into the industry, but it's not expected to lead to a spike in egg prices at stores. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says more than 1.3 million chickens are being slaughtered at an egg farm in Union County, Ohio. It's to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu detected last week. Recently, sizable bird flu outbreaks have been found on farms in Minnesota, Maryland, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Georgia, and California. But they are much smaller than outbreaks last year that resulted in some 58 million chickens being destroyed, raising the prices on chicken and eggs. So far this year, just a fraction of that number, about 8 million chickens, have had to be slaughtered. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Law enforcement officials have released information regarding a controversial traffic accident that occurred earlier this week at the U.S.-Canadian border that left two people dead. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Niagara Falls Police Department says 53-year-olds Kurt and Monica Villani of the Buffalo suburb of Grand Island, New York, were in the vehicle that crashed into a border checkpoint in Niagara Falls, leading to border closures in New York on the day before Thanksgiving. The Erie County Sheriff's Office released a statement from the husband and wife's family, extending gratitude for the condolences they've received and asking for privacy. Records show the family owns a lumber business and several Ace Hardware stores in western New York.
Still unknown, details on what exactly led to Wednesday's crash at the Rainbow Bridge. The Villani's car raced through an intersection at a high rate of speed, hit a low median, and was launched through the air before slamming into a row of security booths and bursting into flames. The FBI's Buffalo office turned the case back over to local police and said it found no signs the incident was a terror attack. I'm Jennifer King.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.